Hey, this is TA calling in from the village of Pangoum at about 2,846 meters above sea level. We had a wonderfully easier walk today than our last couple of days. We left pasture camp, as we called it, and sort of undulated our way up to the village that Fendon was born and raised in until he was the age of 13. While we were there, we did a little taped interview for the KE website with Fendon and Tom. So that was a great bit of fun, and had some tea with some of his relatives. We wandered on up towards our next pass from there, but stopped for a great lunch of curried potatoes, spam, green veggies, and roti, which is another word for bread. And so we were well-powered to go over the Pangoum Pass. I know originally I think I said there was about three passes on this trip, but in fact, given everything, I think probably by the time we're done, we'll have gone over about 10 passes. And I added up all of our elevation gain today for the trip thus far. And with a trip up to the village Gompa here today, we've passed the 10,000-meter gain mark, as well as about 106 kilometers of hiking, trekking so far. And, you know, since Everest is 8,848 meters high, we've more than climbed it, so we're feeling quite proud about that. We enjoyed our visit this afternoon to the Gompa, the monastery here at Pangoum, and it's really appeared that the novice monks up there were about as curious about us as we were about them. So we're settled in. The weather's a little bit cloudy and thundery at the moment, so I think we're about to get hit maybe by a little thunder shower. And we're sort of tucking in, resting, hydrating, and enjoying being in the thicker air of 2,800 meters. We're about 2 days' walk outside Lukla, and can't believe that we're almost done trekking our way back to Lukla in this nice little alternative end to our trip, seeing some new terrain and getting a new sense of different ways in which folks are living in Nepal at different altitudes. So that's it from Sunday. Hope you had a great weekend, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.